my next guest has recently opened a new business in Cork just for men, and that got me all excited. It's a manscaping lounge for men. And all guys out there, you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, we're going to find out a little bit more now, because the proprietor is Anne-Marie McElwright, and she joins me on the line. Good evening, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Darren. How are you doing?
I'm great. You know, it's fantastic on radio to get to talk about something that's for men, because most times I'm talking about stuff that's for women.
I suppose that's true. There's always been a lot more facilities available for women than there has been for men. So that's where we come in.
So, Anne-Marie, before we talk about Just for Men, let's talk about yourself first. I mean, I mentioned there, you have a background in sports, therapies and everything. So this has all been building up to following a dream, hasn't it?
Exactly. This is a dream that's been over 30 years in the making. And I suppose over those years, we've added different tools to the toolkit. So when we arrived at the day that we opened our doors, we knew that we had all the skills available to give the men exactly what they need at the standard they should hope to expect.
Absolutely. But, I mean, I know that you're getting involved in Movember, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But getting to this stage, you know, I said in my introduction earlier, that's sort of a heartbreaking story to it as well, because you were about to open when you lost your brother.
That's right. I suppose looking at the, one of his famous things was everything happens for a reason. And I'd been talking with my two business partners about this lovely dream that we both were sharing, or we all were sharing. And on the day we decided that we were going to go with it, my brother suddenly died of a heart attack. So, it was from that point, and you look at taking risks and going into business, that you have to make some very serious decisions. And I was at an age where it was either going to go ahead and happen, or we were going to let the dream go. So my business partners were incredibly supportive and came to the funeral home. They came to the funeral itself, the removal. And Connor was buried on the following Monday. So we met again on the Wednesday, and we decided this was it, we were going for it. So we got the key on Thursday, and Akko and myself moved in on Thursday, and for 21 days, we painted, plastered, bought, shopped, and put together what now is Just for Men.
Well, now, firstly, Anne-Marie, my deepest sympathies on the passing of your brother, Connor. To remind listeners, that was just on the 4th of July this year, so it's very, very recent. And yet, you know, you wanted to keep his memory alive, his motto, everything happens for a reason. So even in the midst of heartbreak and upset, you decided, no, let's get on with it. This is what he would want.
Exactly. And because we are creating a guy's space where guys can come in, they can look after their hair, they can look after their skin, their feet, their hands, they can look after their personal grooming. And that combined with the fact that we care about guys, and guys need to be aware about, you know, their health, whether it's prostate cancer, which Connor unfortunately did have. And on the, he actually got the all clear in June, but unfortunately the heart attack took him on the 4th of July. So with Movember coming up and it being the man's month, and because we are obviously very concerned about men and looking after men, we decided that not only would we have our official opening in the month that would be considered the guys' month, but that we would raise awareness of prostate cancer, of testicular cancer, and of guys' mental health by having a Movember event.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I was talking to somebody just yesterday that, you know, even in the whole area of mental health, that sometimes men are forgotten about, or maybe it's not a cool thing for men to talk about their mental health. The same with your own personal health and, you know, the way you like to be yourself. There's very few places that you can go as a man and just be yourself. And this is what you're catering to, for people to come in and look their best and not feel embarrassed about looking their best.
Oh, absolutely. No guy should be embarrassed about looking after their health, both physically and, of course, how they look. So when they come into the lounge at reception, Obviously, they're greeted. We would encourage them to leave all of their troubles at the door, because when they come in, it's a safe place for them to be. They can look after things like their hair, whether they want their beard styled, if they have facial hair, whether they want their moustache styled. We can do the colours, the tints, the highlights. And, of course, we have a fabulous hot towel shave. So that's even in our front lounge. And then we have, in our back lounge, we offer the foot care treatments, manicures, pedicures, the brow waxing and styling, the lash tints, their facial care, with facials, all of the skincare requirements. We also have waxing. And then, of course, we have a whole suite of massage therapies that just, you know, everything just works for the guy, not only to make them look their best, but also to feel their best.
Well, now, I have to admit that I did venture into the manscaping lounge and I had an eyebrow wax. And to all the guys that are tuned in now, lads, it's not as weird as what you think, and it's certainly not as painful either. I was so well looked after. I almost fell asleep. It was that well done. And my brows look absolutely incredible. So, guys, do yourselves a favour. Don't get all embarrassed. There's something there for everybody. Even if you just want to get your beard trimmed or you want to get your hair done, you know, just think it's me time. You know, you don't get enough of that. And that's what Just For Men is all about. But Anne-Marie, talk to me a little bit more about Movember now. I know you've registered with the Movember Foundation. What's going to be happening throughout the month?
So what we're going to encourage any guy to do is they can join the JFM team. I have put up the links on Instagram. So our hashtag on Instagram is hashtag JFM Cork. We're also on Facebook, JFM Manscaping Lounge. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. So anyone can go in, find the link, join the JFM team through the Movember Foundation. If they're ladies, obviously they might not be growing moustaches or beards, so they might like just to donate. And for the guys, then, on the 1st of November, what we're encouraging them to do is to do a clean shave themselves, take a picture, join the team. They can grow whatever they can grow during the month, and they can come into us, and we will help them with their grooming during the month. And on the 30th of November, then, we're going to have a free shave-off, and we'll have a donation bucket that people can actually just physically put in whatever donations they feel that they can afford.
And of course, the money raised will, and of course the awareness as well, is to raise awareness for prostate and testicular cancer and men's mental health. So it's a win-win-win all around. And you know, it's something fun as well. I mean, you know, Anne-Marie, I sport a goatee, and sometimes I shave it off and sometimes I let it grow. But it's a fun thing for fellas, really. You know, it might upset their girlfriends a little bit, but you know, just for a month, let the hair grow. And you know, by letting your hair grow, you're going to help someone else. You're helping a bro.
Exactly. And you know, it can actually be fun, because you can have all sorts of different styles. And our stylists here, I mean, they're all master barbers here. And our beauticians are, you know, very experienced. So they're not coming in just to, you know, a new pair of hands. They're people that are used to looking after guys in a very significant way. You know, that's the standard they're going to get. But they can have anything from a handlebar to, you know, something really small. They can colour it. We can do different shapes. We can, you know, it can be very inventive. And the whole idea is to get people talking about men's mental health, about testicular cancer, about prostate cancer, about making sure that they look after themselves and get themselves checked out, because these things can be prevented and there's a high recovery rate. So it's about getting people talking.
Now, Anne-Marie, I believe congratulations are in order as well, because already in the few weeks that you've been opened, you've been nominated for 5 awards. The Cork Hair Business of the Year 2018, Most Stylish Barbers 2018, the Newcomer of the Year Award 2018, Cork New Business of the Year 2018, and Team of the Year 2018. The list is endless.
Well, you know, it's very new. We're very appreciative of people nominating us. As you say, we are very new, so it is about word of mouth and sharing with people where we are, you know, what we do, what we can offer, and even, you know, being able to get a present that the guys will like so they can get gift vouchers. And for even our wedding guys, they can come in. And one thing they all tend to forget is that manicure for that all-important photograph with the wedding ring. So, you know, it's about, I suppose it's just about being here, being available, offering something that's really, you know, good for guys to come in, chill out, look after themselves and go out feeling happy.
And you just hit the nail on the head as well, Emery, when you mentioned gift cards. Because, ladies, if you want to get the love of your life a really special gift at Christmas, I mean, everybody loves a voucher. Now, I don't know how they'll take it when you say, well, look, go in and get your nails done. I mean, you know, it could make for interesting conversation over the Christmas dinner. But, you know, we try everything. But the most important thing at the moment is Movember. And I know a lot of people buy into it. And it's all about raising awareness, as we said, of prostate and testicular cancer and mental health. But, Emery, you know, I know you lost your brother just on the 4th of July. My sympathies again. But you've come a long way in his memory since then.
And we hope to travel an awful lot further, and hopefully we can help an awful lot more men in a lot of different areas. So, yeah, in his memory, everything happens for a reason. In truth, we really don't know what that reason is, but we're going to make it count.
Absolutely. And for anybody that's in around Cork City, the place to find it is Just for Men Manscaping Lounge on 31 Grand Parade. And you can contact them by phoning 021-4273-635. They're on Instagram, they're on LinkedIn, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter. God only knows where else you'll find them. But I'll be back in next week to get the brows repositioned again. And look, Emery, thanks for taking the time. And I will say, you're an inspiration. Person, you know, you just lost your brother, God love us, but you didn't let that get in the way of fulfilling a dream, and hats off to you.
Thanks so much, Darren, and certainly look forward to looking after you next week.
And listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us here on CRY, and look, all the very best for November and Movember, and I hope the guys will be in there to get their handlebars.
That and a lot more.
And a lot more. We are actually, you know, losing some of the stuff as well. Let's not go. Anyway, Emery, thanks for taking the time and have a great evening.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.